Mōrearea te whānau. Welcome back to the Māori Millionaire Podcast. I am your host, Te Kahuhuna Boynton. I started Māori Millionaire as part of my mission to bridge the wealth gap. I'm not a millionaire yet, but I've built a six-figure business without having to sacrifice quality time with the people I love, my values, or being authentically me. The purpose of this podcast is to share with you how you too can achieve the same. As always, the disclaimer is available in the description. None of the information provided should be considered as financial advice. If you've been here before, know my hoki mai, and if you are new here, then welcome to the show. I'm literally so excited for today's podcast episode. And the reason why is because today's podcast episode is all about how you can increase your customer, your client spend. The reason why this is so important is because it's so much easier to retain clients or customers than to just go out there and find new ones. So every single time that you're finding new customers or new clients, a lot of the time you're going to be spending more money on marketing those services, those products, or you're going to be spending more time. Say, for example, you're using social media, then you're going to have to, you know, put more work in to be able to find those new people as opposed to retaining the ones that you already have. The ones that you already have will become loyal, will become lifelong after today's podcast episode. And yeah, I just wanted to break down how you can do this. I am just going to break down all of the steps for you. There's four key steps today. As always, if you enjoy this podcast, I would absolutely love it if you could rate my podcast, if you could give me some stars, if you could share it on your story. That just really helps this to get pushed out to as many people as possible. As I said, my mission here is to bridge the wealth gap. So the more people that can hear my podcast, that can hear my story, that can hear all the tips that I have to share, the better our community will be. Anyways, number one. Make the experience really amazing so that they don't even want to stop working with you. Like, they don't even want to stop because they just loved it so much that they're going to continue to buy your products, your services. I am finding that a lot of my speaking events, now that I've been doing this for a few years, are repeat bookings because they loved it so much. They loved having me there. They loved hearing my voice. They loved hearing my story. And every single time they rebook, they're like, oh my gosh, she just gets better and better. Then they want me back. Then they tell their friends. Then they tell the other people in the events industry. And then literally all of this just compounds and compounds and compounds to the point where now I literally have to turn things down because I'm getting so many opportunities. And the reason why is because I made it good. Not just good, great. I made the experience great for them. Same with my high ticket clients. They are people who have come from low ticket offers, programs that I've run for like $100, $180. And they have stuck with me for literally years because they bought that low ticket offer to get a taste of what I could give them. They enjoyed it so much. They had such an incredible transformation. They loved what I could give them. And they just came back for more. And they're literally willing to spend more money because they know that it's worth their while. So if you've got, you know, a product, if you've got like a low ticket offer, make it amazing. Like, don't just think, oh, it's only $10. Like, let's not make it amazing. People will literally buy something from literally $10, $20, and they will stick with you for life if they enjoy it, if they have a good experience. So don't just think, oh, it's only $5. Sometimes people just spend that just to trial it, just to see what that's like, to give them an indication if they want to spend more money on you or your business. So don't underestimate the value of a low ticket offer and how this can, you know, just add to that customer journey. And I think back to literally my first ever product launch, which was a program, and I spent more money launching it than I did actually making money from it. And I thought this was a complete failure. And literally one of my one-on-one clients now, who pays thousands to work with me, she joined from that low ticket offer, the one that I thought was a failure, because she loved it so much. She stuck around. Then she joined my next program. And then that's when I launched one-on-one coaching. She was like, of course I want to be coached by you. I want to be mentored by you, because she's literally had so many good experiences working with me before for lower ticket things. She was like, yes, I want to continue doing this. My friend, she owns a products-based business and her products are top tier. She has a smaller profit margin because she buys quality products, but she's growing so rapidly because people just keep on coming back for more. A good product or service literally trumps everything. Like, you can, you know, paint the prettiest picture, you can make your marketing all amazing, advertising, have 100,000 views on your videos, blah 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 blah, but like actually having a good product, actually having a good service, that's what will trump absolutely everything. Number two, make it easy for them to re-sign, upgrade, or book with you again. I don't just go to speaking events and leave it at that. Hell no. I'll connect with them on LinkedIn. I'll build a genuine relationship with the people that have invited me there. And I actually make it so simple for them to rebook. That way, when they do another event or they hear someone is looking for someone, you're at the top of their mind because you're still in their world. Like, they remember having you there, but they can also see you making posts on LinkedIn. They can also see you making posts on social media. Like, don't just leave it as like, oh yeah, I did a great job, and just leave it at that. Take it the next step. Like, actually connect with these people. Like, so many people are so focused on the strategy of like, oh, I've got to do X, Y, and Z. I've got to make all of these posts. It's like, bring it back to basics. Like, these are humans. These are real humans. Like, talk to these people. Build a relationship with these people. Make them remember you. Make them want to, like, share a little bit about your story with them behind the scenes. Why did you do this? What's your mission? Like, you know, actually make them feel like they want you in their world. And, like, this goes beyond business, right? This goes beyond money. It's like, if you're here to actually help people, then this shouldn't be hard. This should just be what you do. And like, for me, that is literally just how I am. Like, I'm like, when someone invites me, I'm literally so grateful. I'm so grateful they've given me this opportunity to be able to speak before their thing, because they could have gone anywhere. They could have chosen anyone to do this, but they literally reached out to you for a reason. If someone buys a product, join them onto an email sequence that sells them the next level up. So say they join your low ticket offer, put them on an email sequence that sells them the next level up. Make it easy for them to do it. Make it easy for them to re-sign, upgrade, book with you again. Don't just hope that they do it. Like, make it easy for them to do it. I'm just going to have a sip of my tea because, oh my gosh. All right, number three, don't get sad if they don't. Sometimes people don't like you. Sometimes they just do not like your vibe. Sometimes they'll buy a low ticket offer. They'll hear you speak. They'll have you at their event. They'll buy your product, and it's just not for them. And that's perfect. You are not for everyone, and that gets to be perfect. Magnets attract what is in alignment, and they repel what isn't. You do not have to be for everyone. So focus on what you can. This is tip number four. Focus on what you can. Like, literally, do not even think about the people who, you know, they didn't like it. They didn't, that wasn't for them, and that gets to be perfect. They're not going to come back, and that's perfect. Focus on what you can. Improve your product. You know, take their feedback on. So when I think back to launching my program, Te Tiriti Haukura, that was a $55,000 launch. And, you know, what I did when I launched my next program was I actually took on the feedback, which literally there wasn't much, but one girl who took it said it would have been really cool to have like a live session and actually meet you. And so for my next program, Badass Brands, I actually did, like, I've got, and it's going to happen at the end of May, but a live group coaching call. And it's like, actually take that feedback on, because these are the people who want to work with you. They're the people who want to stay in your world. So when they give you feedback, like, don't take it as, oh my gosh, this isn't like good enough. Take it as like, oh my gosh, what a blessing. Someone's given me some feedback so that I can improve. Keep your customers, your clients happy. Like, hear their experiences, hear how it's gone for them. Like, literally, oh my gosh, that's the best thing you can do. I just wanted to recap these things because I hope I didn't like miss anything special for you guys. Number one, you want to make this experience amazing, so they don't even want to stop working with you. Like, I'm literally in Pornicki at the moment. I'm sitting in my hotel because I'm at another event that, like, literally I did the same one last year because they loved it and I loved it. I literally loved it so much. They loved coming to this co-popper, and when they reached out for me to do it again, I was like, oh my gosh, what a cool opportunity. I would love to. So, like, make it great, right? But imagine if I was like late the last time. Imagine if I, and obviously sometimes things happen, you know, blah, blah, blah. But like imagine if I didn't give it my all, if I, you know, wasn't good. They wouldn't have wanted to rebook, but they did because they loved it. Like they were like, oh my gosh, people enjoyed it. So they were like, yes, let's have her again. Number two, make it easy for them to resign. Use email flows to sell them the next thing. Make it simple. If like, say you're doing services, connect with them. So like, even if, say for example, you just any service, like actually connect with them, make a human relationship with them, connect with them online, add them to your email list, like whatever it is, make it easy for them to stay in your world, to keep on coming back. Maybe now is not the right time for them to upgrade to your highest level container, but maybe in 6 months when they've got more money, or, you know, the time just works better, maybe then they're going to want to and they're going to remember you if you stay in their world. So make it easy for them to do it. Number three, don't get sad if they don't. Sometimes people don't like you, they don't like your vibe, and that's perfect, like absolutely perfect. I can't even like think, I don't even want to even talk about it, but like seriously, there's so many people that don't like me, and that's perfect. Like that's so cool, because you're not for everyone. Magnets attract what's in alignment, they repel what isn't. You don't have to be for everyone. Like, there is so much business around. There's so many people out here. Okay, focus on what you can. Improve your product. Keep your customers, your clients happy. Take their feedback on. That is us for today. As I said, please, like, if you could reshare this on your story, if you could send me a message and let me know if there was anything that you really enjoyed about today's podcast episode, I would very much love to hear from you. That is us for today's podcast. As always, I hope you have the most incredible rest of your day, and I will talk to you all in our next episode. Ka kite!